What I've said is the most likely scenario in some of the cases, particularly General McCaslin and Monica Chavez, is that they, you know, they worked on very sensitive technology. China, you know, China and Russia and other hostile foreign intelligence services are after that information all the time. Day in and day out, there's a cat and mouse game that takes place. And these scientists are targeted at Los Alamos, at the Jet Propulsion Lab, at Air Force, sensitive Air Force facilities out west. And it's an everyday occurrence. The FBI briefs them all the time and tells them what to look out for. So what may be happening here in some of these cases is modern-day espionage. It's trying to grab this technology, steal it, or disrupt it, because it is very sensitive. It has application to war-making and weaponry, missile technology, nuclear technology, et cetera. So, you know, I don't think the 10 are connected, but I think something's going on in some of the cases.
So Eric Burleson, a representative from Missouri on the House Oversight Committee, has been following this closely, and he's digging into it. He says this is not normal. Watch.
This is not normal. These are some of the most advanced scientists, researchers in our nation, some of the most important people for our nation's national security efforts, and they all just mysteriously disappeared.